Summer is the story with the weather this week, as temperatures are really a big deal for the first few days, and then we see the threat for rain and a few storms move back in. Temperatures will be in the middle to upper 80s today on Monday, and then we'll be up to 90 degrees on Tuesday. And 90 degrees is not out of the question on Wednesday either, with a first alert forecast of 89. Some neighborhoods inland through Wednesday could hit up to about 93 to 95 each afternoon. So stay cool if you're outside for a long time. We'll still have an onshore wind a couple of days, so the beaches will be a little bit cooler. Isolated showers work their way back into the picture on Tuesday. Those look to be in the afternoon and evening, and isolated meaning that very few and far between. And then we start to get kind of in the sea breeze swing of things on Wednesday and Thursday, and so we'll have some isolated to widely scattered heavy downpours and a little bit of lightning and thunder. But the rain doesn't look really widespread this week, and there may be some neighborhoods that totally miss out on the rain. So you're probably going to have to keep watering your lawn and running those sprinklers through Friday and Saturday. We continue with an isolated shower storm threat Friday and Saturday. But as I was updating the forecast this past weekend, next weekend is looking drier. We have high pressure that is going to lift up from the Gulf of Mexico, and that is really going to inhibit or keep us from seeing widespread heavy downpours of rain and showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures also go back up as we look ahead to next weekend. We go from near 90 degrees through about Wednesday, down a bit into the mid-80s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but we will have a little humidity sticking around. And then it looks like the temps go back up the second half of next weekend, back up near 90 degrees. Stay cool. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV. Okay.